This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to talk about lying, scheming leftists. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And when I call leftists lying, scheming, snakes, whatever you want to call them, I will tell you I am legit. I'm not trying to make it up. These are people who redefine things to levels that you just, as you scratching your head going, what in the heck are you talking about? And that's where we are right now. And I'll give you an example. The president released his budget. And I got to tell you, I'm fairly happy with it. I wish it cut Planned Parenthood completely out, but he did that in health care and other areas. But is it perfect? No. But he's got to start addressing things. And what I do like is I like that he cut EPA. I mean, he's slashing these various departments, you know, with precision. And he's saying to the government, you're going to get smaller, whether you like it or not. We're shrinking you. And this is a good thing. But here's what I read. This is from CNN. President Trump's budget plans to cut children's health insurance programs by at least 20% over the next two fiscal years and slash Medicaid, which covers millions more children. Now, see, that's a lie. It's a fake news lie. And it goes on to say this. Millions of poor working families could lose their health coverage if the proposed budget released Tuesday called A New Foundation for American Greatness gets through as is. It would hit children's health care hard and break Trump's campaign promise to save Medicare without cuts. Now I'm going to play a clip from Mick Mulvaney, who's one of the spokespersons for Donald Trump, and he's going to explain how Washington works, and then I'm going to add to that. So here's the clip of Mulvaney.
Yeah, a couple things about Medicaid, and this is one of my favorite stories to tell about Washington spending. Keeping in mind, and I know that y'all probably get this, but if you're watching this at home, in Washington, D.C., if you spent $100 last year on something, okay, and we spent $100 on it this year on that same thing, in Washington, people call that a cut. Okay, 100 last year, 100 this year. Y'all call it a cut. In fact, I've seen several occasions where we spent $100 last year and $102 this year, and many people will still call that a cut because the budget is hardwired by the Congressional Budget Office to go up every single year. And if the Congressional Budget Office says we spent $100 last year and we're supposed to spend $106 this year, for a lot of people, anything less than $107 is a cut. In fact, I've actually heard 106 referred to as a freeze because it simply stays in line with the Congressional Budget Office. A classic example of how Washington speaks differently than the world back home. So a couple things about Medicaid. Okay, there are no Medicaid cuts in the terms of what ordinary human beings would refer to as a cut. We are not spending less money one year than we spent before. What we are doing is growing Medicaid more slowly over the 10-year budget window than the Congressional Budget Office says that we should or says that we will under current law. Why do we change it? We change it, and we change those growth rates in Medicaid spending because of the American Health Care Act, which this president does support.
I love that explanation because it not only talks about the fact that the left will play with the numbers. If your budget's $100 and I give you $100 next year, then I've undercut your budget. If your budget's $100 and I give you $102, it's considered a cut because somebody, some arbitrary politician said, you know what? It should be 106. If I give you 106, even though you had 100 last year, it's considered a freeze. So the only way I win in the battle of public opinion is if I give you more. And you wonder how government grows out of control. These people have baked in the automatic growth, automatic wage increases for government employees and stuff. You have to stop them. They force you to go no more. And then when you do it, they scream bloody murder. Oh, you aren't allowing the fictitious growth that should be occurring in Social Security to occur. The fictitious growth in Medicaid or Medicare or as some other, quote, entitlement, welfare, et cetera. You don't want it to grow at the rate that some group of bureaucrats says it should grow. Ergo, you're the bad guy. And what Trump is saying is, look, you can try to make me the bad guy all you want. I'm cutting. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've done enough with the government to tell you that if you cut every government department, including the military, by 20%, they wouldn't even miss it. They would not miss it. People can argue with me all they want. I know this without question. There's not a single government agency that could not take a 20% cut. And ask yourself this. If it's automatically, government is baked in an automatic growth of, say, 2% each year that you have to reach. So $100 is $102. And it just goes up every single year. No matter what, just automatically going up, and no rationale other than somebody says it should go up. And generally speaking, 2% is low. If you have that and you've been doing that for decades, how many decades do you, how many years do you need to do that before you go, what do we do with all this money? I mean, government can't continue to grow without it going somewhere. And just for the record, the reason why I can tell you this with certainty is I've been involved with these commands. And they say, Kevin, we're in August. Fiscal year ends in September. I've got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars left over in my budget. I got to place it somewhere. And they placed it with contracts that I had when I was working at another company years ago. And I had no idea that went on until I got involved in those agreements. And I went, so what do you want to do? And my contracts discolored their money and extended the fiscal year, and then they could spend it on whatever they wanted. And we parked millions and millions of dollars, and we were a little company. We parked millions of dollars ready for them to say, okay, we're ready to use it next year. So I want you to imagine a command that has a billion-dollar budget. And they only need 90%. So $100 million has to be parked because they didn't spend it all. So they only needed 90%. But $100 million goes somewhere else. But then their budget goes up the next year 5%. So now they've got $1,500,000. Whatever it amounts to. I don't know the numbers. So whatever it is, now 10% of that needs to get parked, and 10% of that needs to get parked, and on every single year that occurs. That's what's going on in your government, and that's what Trump's trying to change. Short break, and when we come back, I promise you, I'm going to expose some more leftist lies, stuff you probably know, stuff you probably don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. People, they wonder, Kevin, do you ever let up on leftists? And the short answer is I do not. I don't let up on them because they don't deserve it. If they deserved it, it would be fine. Look, I'm happy to tell you, you know, occasionally we do a lot of stuff with volunteers and things like this, and the occasional leftist will impress you because they really are there to help. They, you know, their hearts are in the right place. But as a group, they're just scumbags. I know that sounds rough, but trust me, that's being gentle in some of the things I've seen these people do. I'll give you an example. We get these kids adopted, and the stories that we get told about the parenting that happens with some of these foster kids, I'm talking about the parents that have them, their biological parents, burning them, raping them, pimping them out. We have a story of a young girl at 5 years old. Her mother, in order to get drugs, would allow drug addicts to have sex with her daughter. A 5-year-old kid.
Now, I want you to just think for one second. You're a 5-year-old daughter, the person that you're supposed to trust the most, invites men over. They shoot up heroin, you know, snort some coke or do some crack. And then when they run out, she says, well, you can have my 5-year-old daughter. I want you to extrapolate her further into the future. So for those people who tell you, oh, no, no, drugs are a victimless crime, tell them that story. Now, look, that being said, I don't care what you do on drugs for yourself. What I care about is when it impacts other people. And that's why I say, give them away. Give the drugs away. Maybe we could save some kids if we did something like that. You're not going to stop people from using drugs, and let me tell you why. Because we have leftists. They were rationalizing. We talked the other day about Durango, Colorado. Beautiful little town. I mean, the picture of, I don't know, Americana, in my opinion. You know, blend of the old West and, you know, the rustic beauty of in the mountains. I mean, it's picturesque. You know what it is now? It's a haven for dope smokers who come across the border from New Mexico and Arizona and everywhere else, even as far as New York. And they've ruined this little town with begging. And you know what they beg for? They don't beg for food. They beg for marijuana. You got some marijuana, man? Yep, brother, get some marijuana. Yeah, and it's a bunch of leftist, you know, scumbags. I mean, what do you want me to call them? What should I call these guys? Seriously. I would tell you I don't want to offend them, but I don't care if I offend them. They ruin everything they touch. And so when it comes to kids, they act like they care. They don't care. I promise you, they don't. If they cared, I wouldn't have stories to tell you. I would talk to you about kids whose parents maybe fell on hard times. Maybe they made a mistake. Child ended up in Child Protective Services and then went back with the parent. Man, and by the way, the story I just told you, that's mild. That's mild. I could tell you stuff that would break your heart. I could tell you stories that you'd go, Kevin, that's just not true. And I'd go, sadly, it is. Story after story, tragedy after tragedy, and these kids get dumped into society, and leftists pretend like, oh, well, I don't know how that happened. Well, what happened? I wonder why she's rebelling. I wonder why she can't get into good relationships. I wonder why this young man can't be a good father. He doesn't understand how to be a good friend. Why is somebody so callous about the life of somebody else? How could you take a person's life like that with just nothing? Not even a care in the world. I'm telling you how. Leftist. You know where these kids are? Don't misunderstand me. You go through, I'm in Missouri, the state of Missouri. We've got thousands of these kids in foster care. But here's what I'll tell you. Is there a child in, you know, Cuba, Missouri that's under foster care or some little bodunk town population, 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, whatever? Absolutely. The idea of how children being abandoned and things like that doesn't have a geography on it. But here's what I will tell you. When you get into the cities, oh my gosh, it's crazy. First of all, the number of kids that are needed for adoption in the cities is astronomical by itself. Per capita, it makes rural America look like utopia. So it is. I mean, it's one thing that it's heavy numbers in the cities because they're big urban populations, but it's geometrically more in comparison. I'm talking about pro rata, however you want to calculate it. So these kids in cities find themselves in really dire straits. And you want to know why? Because there's so much more of everything bad in the cities. Who runs these cities? Democrats. What do? They got sexual... Don't do this. It'll scare you. Do a sexual predator map of your neighborhood. Go to the sexual predator website and put the, you know, your zip code in, and it'll tell you where these people are. And you're going to go, what? Yeah, they're all over, man. And so leftists spit these people out. They won't let them get any kind of help. They spit them back out into the general population. And they don't, you know, they tell, oh, we're going to inform you. They inform you, all right. Your kid's ripping and running up the block, making friends with the new guy. Yeah, he's nice. And you don't check. Most of you, oh, he seems like such a nice guy. Yeah, he sure did. Seemed like a really nice guy. Till he molested your child. Just telling you, folks, leftism, the reason why I talk about these fools is because you have to be prepared. Look, if it were just me, if all I cared about was protecting myself, I don't need to talk about these knuckleheads. I got them clocked. But when it comes to my kids, I was overprotective. Okay, boys, just because you're boys doesn't mean you're not going to get buggered. Somebody out there thinks you're cool. You know, they to you, you're a fresh little piece of meat. And you're handsome fellas. So first thing you're going to do is you're going to understand that you have parents who will absolutely rip the throat out of somebody that bothers you. So my sons knew dad and mom will absolutely fight to the death for them. That's the first step. Good parenting. What are the kids lack that end up being prey to the left? Good parenting! So you have that, right? The next thing they had was a very secure idea of who they were. You let them understand who they are. That way they can back people up. Just the other day, a little girl was talked into cutting my son's book bag that was a gift from his grandfather. His mother's father gave him this, and it's a Navy SEAL backpack. And so it's not easy to get. It's not like the ones that the normal kids had. This little girl got talked into cutting it. She cuts this, and the teacher calls in, you know, the little girl cut it. And the lecture to the little girl who cut it, who was in tears, was, why did you do it? Has my son ever done anything to you? Nope. And so she's crying. The little girl who talked her into it didn't have a tear in her eye. You want to know what the principal did? The principal said, we're going to call the parent of the little girl who cut. And I said, no, you're going to call the parent of both of them, including the girl who instigated the cut. She's the perpetrator.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The bombing in Manchester is being blamed on quite a few things. In fact, one of the things it's being blamed on is Ariana Grande. They say she's too revealing. There was a picture of her on her in her little stage outfit, and Ariana's all, you know, she looks like a little chica. And, you know, typical... Yeah, what, scantily clad, I guess is the best way to put it. And the Muslims can't stand it. Islam doesn't like that Ariana Grande is, to quote, too revealing. They also don't like that Ariana Grande is a woman doing well for herself. How do you think Ariana Grande would have fared if she'd grown up in a Muslim culture? Do you think you'd know the name Ariana Grande or the equivalent Ahmed Mohammed Grande, whatever it would be? The Muslims don't like that Ariana Grande is not a Muslim. Folks, the list goes on of the things that they don't like about her. And what the left seems to want to ignore is the fact that the Muslims don't like girls like Ariana Grande. They don't like the girls that like Ariana Grande, and they targeted an event that had little girls that, they would emulate Ariana Grande. They know the words to all of her songs. They know the moves to her dances. They want to be like her. The Muslims won't allow that. So if there's a war on women, I would tell you it extends to little girls, because the people who targeted that the guy who targeted that, and it was ISIS, the radical Muslims that targeted that event, apparently don't like little girls. There's a war on women and a war on little women. And if the Muslims have their way, folks, there would never be an Ariana Grande or any other successful woman. But where's the left on this subject? I'm going to come back to some things about this, because this terrorist was on a watch list. You guys aware of this? This guy was being watched, and nobody's even saying a word about it. He was being watched. And despite being watched, nobody really seemed to care. He was deemed a threat. 23-year-old Salman Abedi, I think that's his name. Abedi. He was on a watch list by the Brits, and essentially they said that They didn't deem him to be a problem. I want to get back to this, though, because I want to talk more about this Ariana Grande and because that's one of the reasons that they say the Muslims attacked. It was because of the girl. I get it. I understand. The reason why I get it, I don't get the attack in terms of I'm justifying it. I'm saying I get it in the sense that Muslims tell you, you're not going to wear that crap when we're in charge. When the caliphate hits, we want to see your eyes. And that's it, Ariana. So CNN, however, blames somebody else. They blame the attack on right-wingers like us, and claim that, oh, well, you know, this has been brewing for some time, and we have to be sure that it's legit or whatever else. I'll let you hear the clip. Here's the clip.
Given the fact that they're looking into this real possibility, and there is, it would appear, some evidence that this was a suicide bombing, that certainly takes you down the Islamist terrorist direction. It must also be noted that in recent months in Europe, there have been a number of false flag plots where right-wing extremists have tried to frame Islamists for terrorism. We've seen that in Germany in recent weeks. But a suicide bomber really does take you down the direction of Islamist terrorism.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was, I believe his name is Paul Cruikshank. He was on Anderson Cooper's AC360. And as the Manchester bombing details were unfolding, he noted that the right has been trying to frame these people. Let me tell you something. If that's the case, let me just put the right people, the right side on notice. You don't need to frame anybody. All you got to do is wait. The Muslims are going to attack. They're going to attack with greater frequency. They're going to attack harder. They're going to kill more people and maim more people at a faster rate than at any time in history. And if you pay attention to what I've been saying over the past few days, it's accelerating. And when I say it's accelerating at a scary level. One attack in the 70s, 13 attacks, I believe, in the 1980s, 35 attacks in the 1990s, and now that's what happens in a year. What happened in a decade, and what's been escalating geometrically over the last three decades, has now gone exponential. The number of people killed is now exponential. The number of people wounded is exponential. We now have daily, almost daily Muslim attacks. A knife, gun, jihad of some sort, all over the world. So this guy to say, oh, the right wingers, they're the ones that are starting to do blah, 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 is a lie. You don't need to do that. The Muslims are, but by the time you get one out of your head, like the last Paris attack or the, you know, where they, or the one in Great Britain, was it, I mean, in Germany where they ran people over with a truck, or Nice, or wherever, by the time you get, I think I forgot. Whoa, my goodness, what is this? Another attack in San Bernardino. You forget about San Bernardino. Oh, whoa, what is this? An attack at a gay bar, Pulse, in Orlando. Oh, what is this? Attack, attack, attack. That's what Muslims do. They attack. And this analyst wants us to believe that, no, it's not them. It even as an attack is going on, it's a suicide bomb. They're already starting to uncover the details and connect the crumbs on it, or connect the dots, I should say, follow the breadcrumbs. And this guy, well, it could be a fake. Then we find out literally hours later, certainly days later, it was the Muslim that was killed, a Muslim who was killed. He was a radical jihadist, and worse, he was being watched. Okay, and we'll get to that later. And, oh, by the way, he had friends, and did I mention ISIS is also taking credit. But it might be, it could possibly be a ruse on behalf of the right. Because you know how they are. If they don't get their way, then they're going to beat you up and they're going to go create fake news stories. And oh, wait a minute. No, that's the left. Yeah, unbelievable. And recent months, Europe, there's been a number of false flags where the right wing have been trying to blame Islamists. Let me tell you, I believe that there are people on the right in England going, how can we make people wake up to what the reality is? And they're wanting to do that. I caution against it because you never want to do that, and you always want to be able to maintain the high ground. The left does it all the time. Don't feel like, you know, it's a double standard that we're letting them get away with it. We're not letting them get away with it. They do it because that's all they have. We have the truth on our side. We don't have to do it. I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be more attacks by Muslims. They're going to come more frequently until they finally start to dwindle. And the reason they're going to dwindle is because Donald Trump is going to make it so difficult to do business throughout the world. Nobody's going to want to deal with you as a terrorist. So you're going to have lots of cash, and you better have lots of friends, because we're going to make it so that you cannot operate this way. And it's not the United States that's going to drive it. It's going to be the world community that drives it. Oh, my goodness. Ariana Grande, can she recover? What do you guys think? Can she recover? I talked to a guy the other night. He says, Kevin, there's no way she recovers from this. And I'm like, she's a singer. And to his credit, he knew a lot about the industry in the sense that people think you make money, you know, when you're singing and they're doing downloads. That's not where you make money, not in the entertainment industry. You make money when you tour. You can lose money when you tour, too. Ariana sells out a stadium, 21,000 people. You figure 21,000 people, the average price of a ticket was probably $100. You guys think it was that much? I bet it was. I bet it was $100. You're like, no way, Kevin. Yep. So I don't know what it takes to put that on, but that made $2.1 million just gate. Then they buy all the merchandising. And I don't know what they sell, but it's a percentage. And it's substantial. It's like, you know, we were at the Lion King the other day. You go in the lobby, they got all the Lion King stuff. My little guy got a shirt, something like that, with his allowance money. And it wasn't cheap. None of that stuff is cheap. But that's where they make their money. They do not make money on just the records. Or, you know, CDs, whatever you want to call it. They don't make money on that. It's wild. But will she survive? I don't know. When we come back, I'm going to shift gears on you. New terms, terminology, I should say. And there's mudslinging in the Republican race, a race up north. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. So, you want to know why you got all this subterfuge? You have things like the Russians did it. And the left, despite what they tell you, they're happy the Muslims bombed Ariana Grande's concert, not because it puts the onus back on them with respect to Trump, but it keeps them out of the news. Remember, Hillary Clinton was all a buzz. We were talking about Barack Obama a little bit, how he was coming back and he was giving his speeches and all this stuff. He's not saying a word. He's laying low, and he needs to. they're happy that these guys get to lay low. You want to know why? Because of the bombing. I know it's it sounds counterintuitive, but that's they're happy about it and they're not happy about it. It gives them time to try to recover. They've got all kinds of issues. They have to make you believe the Republicans are under fire. It was Trump's fault that this attack occurred. And you could say that this attack, I mean, you could always, you know, 20, you know, butterfly effect, everything affects everything, right? And it's certainly the timing of it was such that it's suspect. But that, a lot of planning went into that suicide attack. It wasn't just Donald Trump's fault. No, in fact, it wasn't Donald Trump's fault at all. That was a test for you. It wasn't his fault. It was Barack Obama's fault. It was liberalism's fault, because you know what else we've learned about this guy? We've learned that he was on a watch list. You believe that? The Manchester attacker was on a watch list. And now we're also learning, hey, we're going back and we're looking at all the connected dots to everybody else that he knows. I'm shocked. I mean, I'm shocked. Aren't you shocked? I mean, every day, it's like, really? So let me get this straight. A Muslim guy who had made threats, you know, and was on a watch to such a degree that he was being watched, was then declared clean. He's not a problem. He later then goes and bombs a bunch of girls in the war on women at the concert. And we find out, miraculously, hey, not only was he on the watch list, this lone wolf, but he had accomplices. And now they're going through and looking back through all the paperwork.
Well, he did have accomplices. We're now seeing the accomplices.
He was on a watch list. They knew the identity. And now I love this part. They're working to establish if he was working alone or part of a wider group. Meanwhile, at the very same time that news report's coming out, they say, we've got more people in custody that are associated with it. The Prime Minister, Ms. May, she's vowed to defeat the ideology that often fuels this violence. Really? You wonder why Brexit occurred in Britain? They're telling you why right there. If you wanted to defeat it, you would be defeating it, Prime Minister, and you wouldn't have a Muslim in charge of London. Convince me of it. Convince me you're really going after Islam when you have a Muslim in charge of London, when you have people that will disrupt your traffic and your way of life, and you do nothing about it, when you have no go zones and you do nothing about it, when you are right now losing your sovereignty from the very first bomb attack in 2005 in Britain till now, what part of that have you not been able to tie to Muslims? You had none related to Islam. Up to that point, you were only dealing with the Irish Republican Army. And suddenly, in 2005, boom, it's escalating. And you've done nothing. You've welcomed them in with open arms. Let me tell you something. Muslims have a way of life that is very different than anything the Western civilization has known. I don't care about the Muslims as people. I don't have a problem with them as people. I have a problem with the culture. Their culture is nothing like ours. And yet, these people say, we must bring it in. No, we don't. We can understand it from afar. Now, if the world wants to address it, if you want to bring it in because you think you can, you know, somehow modified, or they will see our way of life, bring a few in. I don't know how you want to go about it, but you can't change who you are. One methodology is successful. One is not. The one that's not is theirs. Now, I know that may come as a surprise to a few people, but it doesn't work. And I know white people, y'all are too afraid to go, hey, listen, I've made this observation. Everywhere there are white people, we seem to get along, and it's peace and harmony. We may tax the hell out of you, but we don't beat the hell out of you. But everywhere there are brown people, it seems like there's a problem. A major problem where people are on the run. Just putting that out there. You folks are afraid to say that. I just said it for you. Now, I should make everybody order a certificate of forgiveness so you can hang it on your wall, because I've just exonerated you. said it for you. I'll do your dirty work. God, man, when is the world going to grow up? And you know, back to this. All of this stuff leads to liberalism, which is why, and this is what I really wanted to talk about, the DNC is in disarray. Tom Perez is swearing at every place he goes. The new chairman of the Democratic National Committee said Republicans don't give a crap about people, and he used a different word than crap. And he was doing it in hopes of firing up his base. They're going to get all fired up, like when they were chanting in the DNC in California, F Donald Trump. Everybody, F Donald Trump. Let me tell you something, conservatives, that is not going to play in less than a year. You won't see Democrats coming out publicly going F Donald Trump. You're gonna be hard pressed to find somebody who was like, I was willing to give him a fair chance. That's what you're gonna hear him saying. I knew he was, you know, gonna make changes. And let's face it, we've needed changes in government. And I tell you what, that Donald Trump, he's really done an amazing job. And I think, you know, maybe he didn't get a fair shake on the front end, but I think, you know, that's what you're gonna hear. And you, Kevin, no way. No way, no how, man. I'm telling you, that's what you're going to hear. Donald Trump's giving these guys the rope. They've tied the noose. They put it around their neck. And they're ready to pull their own lever. That's what's going on. Tom Perez, the new leader of the DNC, they went through painstaking. Look, they had Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They had Donna Brazile. Two scoundrels, both of them women. They chose a Hispanic dude over a black Muslim and then made the black Muslim his vice chair, and they can't get it together. In the 3 months since the DNC elected Perez as chair over Keith Ellison, he struggled to bridge the gap between the establishment and these radicals on the left that they call the progressives. And let me tell you, just to be clear, it's like moderate Muslims. There's no such thing as a Democrat that you can tolerate. I don't care if they call themselves the progressives, the far left, or they're just part of the establishment DNC. They are radical to their core, antithetical to anything that's American. So I love this part. I'm reading this. Perez and the DNC have been especially unsuccessful in convincing their supporters to give the kind of money the RNC has brought in every month. The DNC brought in just $4.7 million in April, less than half the RNC's $9.7 million haul over the same time. They just filed these FEC reports. That's what they're dealing with. The RNC finished the month with $41.4 million cash on hand, dwarfing the DNC's $8.8 million cash on hand. Folks, I give you empirical data. Yeah. RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel took a victory lap after the numbers. She says, we're dominating the DNC. And they're dominating because of us. They're dominating because Donald Trump is saying to them, guys, you don't have to see it. I don't know if I can help you paint a clear picture, but you don't have to see this if you don't want to. But I'm telling you right now, those numbers tell you a lot. They're not even close to keeping up with us. They can't fire up their base. They got new people, new blood, out with the old, in with the new, yada, 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 nothing. So what are the RNC now has this work to do. I don't care what they do. We're going to go it on our own because I'm not believing that the RNC can do jack. But I'll tell you this. The disarray on the Democrat side is huge, and it's right in front of your face. Throughout his speech at the DNC convention in California over the weekend, Perez was heckled. He was interrupted by people who support, you want to know who? Bernie Sanders. If you think there's not a rift in that party, you're out of your mind. The people that wanted to take the mic from Maxine Waters, these are Bernie Sanders folks telling her, shut up, we're done with you. Still talking about Russians. And the party's in denial. This is what one of their own people, a group leader, Roseanne DeMauro, criticized the Democrat Party for being out of touch with its base and says they're too comfortable. They're in a crisis and in denial.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.